This matte green vase lined with white daisies is a product of Boston's Gruby Faience Company. Gruby was one of the foremost producers of American art pottery in the early 20th century. It was famous for introducing green matte glazes or surface coatings with no gloss. The company trademarked a cucumber glaze that competitors tried hard to copy. Established artists used Gruby components in their work. Gruby bases supported Louis Comfort Tiffany lamps, and furniture maker Gustav Stickley used Gruby tiles for stands and tables in his craftsman-style designs. The American art pottery movement touched almost every part of the country. Gruby was the center of production in New England, the counterpart of Rookwood in the Midwest and Newcomb in the South. Museum director Lawrence Ruggiero tells us more.
It's a fairly spontaneous movement that tends to have a very strong tie to the local soil, to the local conditions, to local traditions. And so all of the various objects that are gathered there show you this variety. At the same time, there is a kind of a commonality of interest in raising these humble objects to be works of art.
The scale of the vase suggests that it could be categorized as sculpture. It's heavy, monumental. It makes a strong statement.